Bunny Berrigan was an outstanding trumpet player of the swing era, best known for his hit record, I Can't Get Started. In the 30s, his masterful horn soared above the finest bands, fusing the extroverted power of Louis Armstrong with the nuanced tone palette of Big Spiderbeck. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to the award-winning Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz, and an hour featuring the trumpet of Bunny Berrigan. Study in Brown, Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra, a fine performance from 1938. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for an hour of trumpeter Bunny Berrigan on Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. First, I'll be introducing you to Bunny, playing some of his early discs and hit recording of I Can't Get Started, and we'll hear some broadcasts and live recordings. Berrigan was a tall, handsome, dark-haired Irishman, adored by big band audiences, and deeply admired by fellow musicians. More than 600 recordings are evidence of his brilliant talent, ability to make a tune his own, and remarkable mastery of trumpet throughout its range from the lowest to highest notes. Sadly, despite his successful high-profile career during the 30s, Bunny Berrigan died in the early 40s from alcoholism. Among his best records of 1935, are Blues by Bunny Berrigan and his Blue Boys, a little recording band with Eddie Miller playing some excellent clarinet and tenor sax, Cliff Jackson piano and drummer Ray Baduc, and this fine little pickup group under the direction of arranger Gene Gifford. Featuring Matty Matlock clarinet and Bud Freeman sax with a vocal by Wingy Minone, Nothing But the Blues is a noble statement of Bunny Berrigan's complete trumpet mastery. Thank you.
woke up this morning, I had to pawn my shoe. I woke up this morning, I had to pawn my shoe. You know it was nothing but them same old blues. If things don't get better, I'ma have to write a letter to my home, my home. If things don't get better, I'ma have to write a letter home. If I don't get no answer, I'll have to carry on, have to carry on. Thank you.
blues and nothing but the blues, outstanding performances by Bunny Berrigan and small hot bands of 1935. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radauer. Thanks for joining me. I've called this two-part focus Soaring with Bunny Berrigan because a typical comment from musicians who'd played with him was that he'd play lead and the whole band would soar with him. Trumpeter and occasional singer Bunny Berrigan was a charismatic musician and stage personality. By all accounts, the experience of hearing him live was electrifying, revelatory, and described as life-changing. He was held in high respect, even awe, by his fellow musicians. For instance, Louis Armstrong said that, "To me, Bunny can't do no wrong in music." And in fact, Berrigan's skills were often compared favorably to Armstrong. Benny Goodman described his solos as, quote, "a bolt of electricity running through the whole band. He just lifted the whole thing." Here's Berrigan and Goodman's 1935 landmark recording of King Porter Stomp, and then an early, surprisingly hot, small Glenn Miller group. Thank you. Bunny Berrigan putting the final flourishes to Solo Hop, a spry little Glenn Miller group of 1935. And from that same year, Berrigan lifting Benny Goodman's King Porter Stomp to a higher level. Still ahead, we'll be hearing Berrigan's signature masterpieces and some live recordings of his big band. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me, soaring with Bunny Berrigan on Jazz Rhythm. As jazz was maturing in the late 1920s, a clear dichotomy arose, in trumpet style and musical conception, between the brash, extroverted sound of Louis Armstrong and the more introverted, nuanced manner of Bix Beiderbecke. Fully integrating and synthesizing these two tendencies into his own personal vocabulary was Berrigan's achievement. Like Armstrong, he was capable of maintaining powerful expressive virtuosity through a wide range of timbre and dynamics. Yet, like Bix, he tailored his playing to serve the musical material while incorporating a subtle lyricism that originated with Beiderbecke. Berrigan uniquely fused these diverse stylistic elements with his own fine harmonic sensibilities into a distinctive, uninhibited personal voice. And this synthesis is fully realized in his eloquent and masterful interpretation of I'm Coming, Virginia.
Charlie, each time you do it, you add something to it. If you sweeten it, keep the heat in it. When you bounce your tempo once or twice, I'll be bouncing into paradise. Oh, swing, Charlie, no swing, Mr. Charlie. Please let me swing it with you. Do what you've done before. Later on, you can tell me more. Swing, Mr. Charlie, swing.
Superb. Bunny Berrigan really leading the band on Swing, Mr. Charlie, one of the great tunes of the swing era. Bunny Berrigan and His Boys, 1936. Bud Freeman was the tenor sax and Dave Tough drums. Incidentally, while some object to singer Chick Bullock's style, I find it charming in a kind of vaudevillian sort of way. This is Soaring with Bunny Berrigan on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being on board for the flight. Oddly, while Berrigan should be best known for his superb trumpeting, it's his vocal rendition of I Can't Get Started for which he's best remembered. In 1936, something about the lyric caught the mood of the times, referring to settling revolutions in Spain and flying around the world in a plane, having dinner or tea with Greta Garbo or Franklin D. Even though he was hardly a great singer and only rarely sang, Berrigan's low-key, plaintive hit has entranced listeners ever since.
I've flown around the world in a plane. I've settled revolutions in Spain, and the North Pole I have charted. Still I can't get started with you. And on the golf course I'm under par, and Metro Goldwyn want me to start. I've got a house, a show place, still I can't get no place with you. 'Cause you're so supreme, lyrics I write of you, and I dream day and night of you. Just of the sight of you. But what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. And Greta Garbo had me to tea. Still I'm broken hearted.
as I can't get started with you.
Outstanding. I Can't Get Started, Bunny Berrigan, vocal and trumpet, his biggest hit from 1936, for which he's still best remembered. This is Soaring with Bunny Berrigan on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me.